Summer is nearly upon us, and that means music festival season throughout Michigan and across the Great Lakes region. Classical music abounds in our state and in Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois. WKAR's Jody Knoll, Mark Schwitzgable, and Peter Worf got together earlier this week to highlight some of the concerts in the coming weeks. Jody kicked things off.
Well, I want to start with a couple of camps, fine arts camps, Blue Lake and Interlochen. And one of the interesting things is that the opera department at Blue Lake is going to be conducted by Dr. James Niblock, who is MSU professor emeritus and is 95 years old now. And he's going to be conducting the staff in Georges Bizet's one-act comic opera, Dr. Miracle. I don't know if that's the doctor that James Niblock uses to keep him going so strong at age 95, but that's going to be performed throughout the summer. In addition, some other MSU connections, the Verdere Trio is going to be wrapping up their circuit of concerts as they celebrate their 40th anniversary this summer with a concert there in June. And then Walter Verdere and Friends, featuring a concert with Walter Verdere and violinist Ulf Holscher and Ken Beechler, WKAR alumnus, is going to be involved in a speaking role in that concert. That's also in June. Up in Interlochen, some interesting concerts spread throughout the summer. In June, on Sunday, June 30th, the World Youth Symphony Orchestra is going to be conducted by major conductor, American conductor, Joanne Folletta. Also this summer, Sylvia McNair will be performing in concert on July 12th and the Turtle Island Quartet on July 13th, all at Interlochen. Couple of festivals in northern Michigan that really are a little off the radar for most people. The Bayview Music Festival is in a beautiful setting on Lake Michigan on Little Traverse Bay, just very near Petoskey in the Bayview Association. And the Bayview Association dates back to the 19th century and was part of the National Chautauqua Movement of Adult Education. And from that, a music festival started and is considered the oldest chamber music festival in the country.
Really?
And the festival runs mid-June to mid-August, and there are literally dozens of performances throughout the summer, all the way from pop and jazz to classical, folk, and funk. And some of the interesting titles of some of the concerts that the faculty will be performing include on June 19th, The Gothic and the Godly, a majestic organ suite, a suite of folk songs, and a masterpiece by Ravel. On June 26th, Feminine Persuasion. After so many compositions by dead white European men, an evening of music featuring the talent of female composers and performers.
All right.
Sounds intriguing. And on July 10th, Bach, Brahms, and not Beethoven, but Bathsheba. Sounds like an interesting concert there. Then, not far away, Baroque on Beaver. They use a lot of bees up there in northern Michigan.
Sure.
And Baroque on Beaver is a classical music festival that takes place on Lake Michigan's Beaver Island, which is 30 miles from the mainland. It's in its 12th year. And this year's festival takes place July 27th through Sunday, August 4th. Most of the concerts are free and open to the public, though donations are accepted and appreciated. And this year's concerts include a concert called Best of Baroque, one called Beaver Island Brass Quintet, and they're even going to have Christmas, not in July, but Christmas in August, with a Midsummer Noel, a choral spectacular. Visitors to Beaver Island either travel there by plane or boat, and unless you own your own plane or boat, you can use the scheduled air and ferry service available from Charlevoix.
That's WKAR's Jody Knoll. classical host and producer with some of the classical music festivals going on up north and elsewhere throughout Michigan. Mark Schwitzgable is also on hand to talk more about Michigan classical music festivals. What do you have for us, Mark?
Well, one of the biggest chamber music festivals in the state is the Great Lakes Chamber Music Festival. This is a special year. It's the 20th annual Chamber Music Festival. The Great Lakes Chamber Music Festival got underway this past weekend, as a matter of fact, and will continue through the 23rd. It's 2 weeks of concerts in and around the Detroit area, plus performances in Ann Arbor, Brighton, and Windsor this year. No performances in the Lansing area, although they have in the past. The locations in Detroit include the Temple Bethel, Kirk of the Hills Presbyterian Church, St. Hugo of the Hills Catholic Church, the Seligman Performing Arts Center at Country Day School, and the Detroit Institute of Arts. James Toko has been the artistic director of the festival since its inception in 1994. Ruth Laredo, the great Detroit pianist, the late Ruth Laredo, has kind of been a guiding figure for this festival all these years. Some big names coming this year, three great pianists, all Americans, Jonathan Biss, Jeremy Denk, and Frederick Chu. There are also going to be world premieres of five commissioned works, and five ensembles will be performing, including the one that you know, Peter, from Chicago, 8th Blackbird, is going to be there, along with the Pacifica Quartet, the Jupiter Quartet, the Parker Quartet, and the Claremont Trio. Not only is this the 20th anniversary of the Great Lakes Chamber Music Festival, but it's a big year because the theme is Celebrate, marking the 75th birthdays of three great American composers, William Bolcom, John Harbison, and Joan Tower. On June 17th, Monday, at the Temple Bethel, there's going to be a composer's concert featuring works by all three of those composers at 7:30. And the next day, Tuesday the 18th, at Temple Bethel, there's going to be a Q&A with those composers led by Australian composer Brett Dean. Some of the other highlights of concerts coming up on June 13th, Thursday, at Kirk of the Hills, pretty good lineup here. James Toko, piano, Miriam Fried, violin, Paul Biss, viola, and Robert Demain, cello, going to be performing the Brahms Piano Quartet No. 1. Robert Demain, of course, was the principal cellist for the DSO, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, since 2002. He's now the principal with the LA Philharmonic. And by the way, that concert's going to be repeated Friday morning at 10:45. And then there's one concert at the Detroit Institute of Arts, which is nice because it's free with museum admission. And that's going to feature the Beethoven Piano Trio No. 2, featuring the Delphi Trio. And then this one is, I think, the most interesting one. June 19th, Wednesday, at Temple Bethel at 7:30, pianist Frederick Chu is going to be doing a recital called Classical Smackdown, Debussy versus Prokofiev. And he's got it arranged as four rounds, like a fight, of dueling pieces by each composer. That sounds pretty good. There are going to be a couple concerts in Ann Arbor at the Carytone Concert House on June 14th, Friday, featuring the Jupiter Quartet and cellist Paul Katz. There's also going to be a concert at Carytown the following Friday, June 21st at 8 o'clock, Beethoven String Trio No. 3 with selected songs by William Bolcom, featuring soprano Lauren Skuse and William Bolcom at the piano. And then on Sunday the 23rd, a concert in the afternoon at 2 o'clock featuring the Delphi Trio, Mozart Violin Sonata, two works by Elliot Carter and Dvorak's Piano Trio No. 3. So lots of great concerts coming up. There's more information online at greatlakeschambermusic.org. Tickets available, either solo tickets or packages of tickets, so check that out.
Mark Schwitzgable with a few of the many concerts happening during this deep immersion of chamber music with the Great Lakes Chamber Music Festival all throughout southern and southeastern Michigan. Mark, thanks for that rundown. That's a look at some of the music happening around Michigan. Let me take you on a few day trips outside of Michigan to Indiana, to Ohio, and then to Illinois, especially the Chicago area. First, we'll visit one of the elite music schools in the country, Indiana University and the Jacobs School of Music. And their summer music series goes from June 14th until July 23rd, so still about a month to go. I'm going to try and pick an event or two that will represent sort of a day trip, because for most of these concerts, you'll pretty much have to drive 2, 3, maybe 4 hours, and you might even want to stay the night if it's an evening concert. So here's one of the main concerts happening at the Summer Music Festival at Indiana University. This is Friday, July 12, with the festival orchestra, David Efron conducting, and he will be joined by soprano Heidi Grant Murphy in a program of Strauss songs, The Overture to the School for Scandal by Samuel Barber, music of Benjamin Britten in this coming up on the 100th anniversary of his birth, some traditional music of the British Isles, and then sort of the main course on the menu, Richard Strauss's Ein Heldenleben, always a great orchestral showpiece to show off the Indiana Summer Music Festival Orchestra that's coming up on July 12. We'll shoot on over to Ohio, to really one of the great classical music cities in the country, Cincinnati, with such a deep tradition of German, Austrian orchestral playing. The Cincinnati Orchestra always reflects that. The Cincinnati Opera does as well in its 2013 season, which goes now through July 28th. I'll pick out, of the 5 fully staged operas, one of my very favorites. It's Richard Strauss's Der Rosenkavalier, one of the most sublime works in the opera repertoire. That's an excerpt from Der Rosenkavalier, coming up on June 27th or June 29th. That's a Saturday if you want to make it a weekend trip. The 29th at 7:30 in the Music Hall with the Cincinnati Opera. Let's take a 3-hour, maybe 4-hour drive on a Friday afternoon to the Ravinia Festival in Highland Park, just north of Chicago, for one of the granddaddies of all music festivals. 122 events are happening.
Wow.
Yeah, in this year's Ravinia Festival. It's so hard to narrow that list down to just, two or three, but I'll try and do that for you just by picking, again, weekend events. On July 12th, you have the CSO opening their weekend with an all Beethoven program, Christoph von Dohnányi, and Emmanuel Ax at the piano.
Whoa.
With an all-Beethoven program. You really can't go wrong with that one, again, on July 12th. And then I really like this one, and if you've got kids you like to take to the symphony as well, one more from the CSO. It's The Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers suites being played in an entire evening's program, and of course they'll have the half a dozen or so big screens out on the lawn showing scenes from the Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers.
Sounds like a great concert.
It's going to be with the glory of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra playing that soundtrack live at the Ravinia Festival, Friday, August 16th. That's at 7:30. Most of those within a few hours' drive, and we've had a listen to some of the Michigan Classical Music Summer Festivals. Thanks to Jody Knoll. Thanks very much.
Looking forward to taking in some of those concerts this summer.
Me too. And Mark Schwitzgabel, thanks a lot for the review of the concerts.
Yeah, Great Lakes is really kind of the signature chamber music festival in Southeast Michigan, and great lineup this time too, so definitely worth checking out.
For Jody and Mark, this is Peter Worf for Current State.